This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Tanya Polstra on the line from Deaf Bible Society, and she is a Scripture Engagement Project Manager for the Asia-Pacific region. And Tanya, we're going to be talking, focusing on Scripture Engagement. Could you start us off by just explaining what exactly is Scripture Engagement? What does that term mean?
Well, when we're talking about Scripture engagement, to us as a deaf community, as deaf individuals, the concept is a very visual one. Scripture engagement is how we see the world as a deaf person, and that is through the use of sign language, right? When we have sign language scriptures in our language, it helps us to see who the Lord is. We can dive into His Word. We can have a deeper relationship with the Lord for His purpose, and we can see how He expects us to live as His light. So that is kind of what it looks like for us as deaf individuals when we say Scripture engagement. I think Scripture engagement is a little different than what a common practice is or a common understanding is, because this is very deep rooted, right? And historical for deaf individuals, there is this history of depression. There is this devalue of deaf people from the world's perspective. The world sees deaf individuals and sees something that needs to be fixed. But I believe that we are the only people group worldwide that is labeled as not worth living, or if not that, overlooked, or if not that, invisible and ignored. Or people just see us as people who need to be fixed. We are not a complete or whole human being in the eyes of many people. But when you see a group who can sign, and then they see the Bible in their heart language, they see that the Lord is real, and that the Lord has a purpose for us on this earth, and that we are called to reach out to people the same as everyone else.
Beautiful, and I 100% agree. I worked at DOOR for a couple of years, DOOR International, and I have many deaf friends there. And I love talking with you about this and just getting the word out to other hearing people. But to stay on track with my question, sorry. When deaf people engage with Scripture, what is that like? If you could just give us an example, as you or others do this training for the first time, how do people react?
With Scripture engagement for many Asia Pacific deaf individuals, we make sure we don't provide the training just with us, but we partner with an organization called OPSTA. It's Asia Pacific Sign Language Development Organization, and they themselves do the training with their people. They're very careful to develop their own curriculum that fits culturally, and we support them in providing that training. So when they give the training and give that exposure to deaf people, I think deaf are oftentimes see for the first time how they have a calling to share God's word, right? They realize that the Lord speaks their language. They realize that the Lord values them. They are seen. They are no longer invisible. And that they can express how good God is through sign language, from seeing the sign language scripture. So that impact is so great and is so lasting on them. If I could, you know, even describe other countries in different regions, it's very similar. It's kind of based on scripture engagement in a deaf way, right? We know it's very important as a deaf person to understand our identity and to understand what our identity looks like within a larger people group. Sometimes we have to actually take time to explain that because, and I'm sorry to talk so much about this, but this is very important. From how the world has seen deaf, deaf have a misconception of who they are. They have a mentality that society has already told them that they can't, so they're incapable. They have been told that their parents have sinned, which is why they're deaf. They have been told they have demon possession. they have been told that we go to church for healing because maybe the Lord will heal us and make us able to hear. So many times when we provide this training, sign language scripture conflicts with everything they have learned from the world and from sometimes even their own parents. So I think it's a whole type of reframing their thinking of their identity and who they are. And this is the first time maybe in some ways we're showing them the truth of who they are and how God made them to be. And so that has to be identified and discussed first before we can show them how to reach out to their communities, how they can engage, how they can be sensitive, and how they can connect with deaf people, because they can and are capable. You know, they are really said to engage, to distribute, to talk and to discuss. And I would say that this training is very intensive and just deep in its own nature.
And when you look at the Asia Pacific region, it's pretty large. Are you able to say where you guys are starting with APSTA, or for security reasons, do you have to keep it to a region? Can you say the number of countries maybe?
I can say the number of countries. I think there are some countries that have a sensitive nature, so I'd rather keep that confidential in naming the specific countries. But I know right now with APSTA, they are working with 9 different countries in Asia Pacific. Soon, I believe they're adding 3 more languages as well. So we support them in different ways. Biggest thing is an avatar program, and this is a way that we don't reveal the person signing, right, the scriptures. So if you're looking at a video, right, a translation of Bible in sign language, looking at an individual, and some countries are exceptionally strict, or maybe they could be persecuted if they reveal their beliefs. We want to make sure we're protecting the workers, we're protecting those in the field in their home countries. And so when we're talking about our chameleon project, we're talking about an avatar that can cover the native signer so that their true self is protected when they're revealing the actual Bible translation project. There are other countries, again, like I said, for confidential reasons, we can't say where they are. But I want to say there are 9 countries and 3 coming soon that we'll be partnering with APSTA in that endeavor.
Perfect. That sounds great. I guess my final question, I think, what does Deaf Bible Society want to see happen as a result of this training?
Well, we want to build leaders, right? We want to raise up that generation. I think the world has already labeled what a good leader looks like, but Christ has given us the authority to his people, and that includes the deaf. They have a responsibility to develop themselves as leaders and to disciple others in the deaf community, to see who God is, to know who God is, and to reach out to other deaf in their community. From a culture of a deaf family, I've been exposed to that. I have a confidence in who I am and in my deaf identity. That is my experience growing up. I can reach people who grew up maybe as a deaf person, but a deaf person in isolation. Or maybe they grew up as a deaf person who no other family member signed. Or maybe I can reach another person who had a limited education because the education system didn't support him as a deaf person. But I believe that other people are not just the right person. We have to build deaf leaders that can relate on a deep experience of the deaf identity. And I think that it takes a while for training, and then connections can be made and things can be done. But when those who experience no communication with their family in such deep isolation and loneliness or a limited education, those people are the ones that can relate in 2 seconds. They can be built up immediately to reach others much faster than I ever could, even growing up with a strong identity. These people know what it's like. Yes, we're all deaf. Yes, we all know sign language, right? But we have to see what is the fastest ways to reach deaf people. We need to see their experience, their background, and know that they have the best potential to be trained as a leader to reach those in their community because of that ability to connect on such a deeper level, on a deep core level of who they are. And that's a huge win for the Lord's kingdom.
And how do you want hearing people to come alongside of Deaf Bible Society and APSTA and the believers who are on the ground?
That's a very good question, Katie. We love hearing support. I will say that. We cherish it. We see that's an allyship with hearing individuals. When you say how to support, I need you to know they need to hear our story. They need to hear our strategic planning and what we see is best. They need to allow us to lead the way. So I think sometimes the best support is networking, is introducing us to people who can support our mission, who can help our mission, and who can run hard alongside us. And not to close doors, not to require certain things in a very hearing way. We need hearing individuals to ask us, hey, what do deaf need? And then we need to hear them say, great, do it. How can I help you do this? And I will say, though, a very active thing is prayer. Please pray with us. Please partner with us. That partnership in prayer helps us grow. The Lord answers his prayer, and it helps us to run hard and fast.
Wonderful. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything else you wanted to add or anything I may have missed?
No, I don't think so. Really, I could go on and on all day about so many things. But, you know, deaf people have no idea how valued they are. You know, if they could see how God sees them, they could see themselves from his perspective. You know, there would be so many more breakthroughs. There would be so much more healing. All the misunderstandings that they have grown up with, whatever they've been told, it would be revealed that that is a lie. It is a lie from the world. It is false teaching to them. There's no need to question their purpose. God created them. God wanted them to be sent out and to reach his people. And they need to understand there's nothing stopping them except the lies of the world. And that's not fair. So, yeah.
Amen, sister. And that's why I and Mission Network News want to partner with Deaf Bible Society and DOOR and others to get that message out there, because I think the hearing community needs to not only be aware, but just to learn what they say and do, that, you know, how that affects the deaf community. There needs to be more communication.
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm.
So
also, I think, you know, that's wonderful when we think about that term allyship. You know, how can we educate hearing people? You know, I could explain from my perspective as a deaf person, but that's sometimes not enough. We need more people working together, educating and explaining to the hearing communities of who we are and what this is. So I love what you're doing, Katie. It helps us so much to get the word out. So I just want to take a moment and thank you for that.